intrigued by things like this. Old churches that you find on the side of the road, you know, those old farmyards that lots of you drove past even tonight. And grain elevators, you know, these ghost towns and these little communities. As I drive along the highway, I get captivated, maybe by an odd thing, but I get captivated by seeing the rail lines. And in lots of places, you know, the ties are pulled up and everything, but you still can see where the railway once was. I get captivated by them because I start thinking, I should be thinking about driving, I guess, but you know how boring it is out here. But I start to wonder what once was. What once was there? What once was along that railway line? What once was in that community? I wonder about the towns, the businesses, the families who once lived there. I imagine their hope when they first came to these places, much like looking around the room, most of your relatives, the hope that they had when they got here. But now as we drive by, many places you can barely recognize that businesses flourished and families grew, that friendships were kindled in those places. I look back imaginatively and kind of wistfully, wondering again what once was. Those forgotten places carry certain nostalgia. For some of you, maybe bad memories there if you went to school there, I don't know. But they hold memories of times gone by. They hold memories of times gone by. Kind of like Christmas, right? Christmas is a time of nostalgia. When we remember our family traditions, we look back, we think back to the joyous times of the kids excited, like so many of them are tonight, right? The kids looking forward to opening their presents. Maybe you sang carols around the tree or read a Christmas story, eating halva, some of you, or whatever your family traditions were. We come to church tonight to hear the familiar story that warms our hearts. But I wonder tonight, do we treat this very Christmas story that we heard, this story that we cherish, you know, kind of like those abandoned buildings, those farmyards that we drive past, those ghost towns? Do we leave Jesus as a nostalgic part of our past, or maybe a nice story that we want our kids to be kind of familiar with, or maybe something fanciful we can wish upon? I think nights like tonight, it's kind of like coming back home, back to a homecoming almost. Many of you are coming back home for to celebrate Christmas. It's good to celebrate with family and friends, remember times gone by. But then after a few days, everybody goes home, goes back to their lives, doing whatever we're busy with doing. And this story that we've come to remember, to hear, to sing, to celebrate tonight, doesn't have quite the same significance as life gets busy again and we go on with our lives. It's good to come back. It's good to remember. I'm a big sucker for singing Silent Night by candlelight. But we're reminded tonight that there's more than just mere nostalgia here. It's more than just a fanciful story that we hear, that we share once a year. In fact, this story that we repeat, this life that we celebrate tonight, and then we celebrate year after year, this is, I suggested to the kids, for us today and for all time. It has meaning, it has significance for our lives, not just at Christmas, but each and every day. Just think about how quickly people and places are forgotten. Right? Just look west to Estuary, that booming metropolis. Right? Just a couple generations ago and what's left. Some foundations and some memories, stories. And yet we're here tonight, remembering, celebrating a story that's 2,000 years old. A story that most of us could repeat by heart, right? That's because there's something more to this story than just a being a story. Nothing lasts this long if it wasn't significant. So think with me about what made the angels sing, what made the shepherds run, what makes people come to church on Christmas 2,000 years later. I'd suggest to you, as Matthew does, that it's all in the name. It's all in the name. Look at Matthew 1, 21 to 23. I'll read these verses again. It says that she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, that behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. See, the lasting significance of this story, the lasting significance of Christmas is found in the name of Jesus. It's found in the name of Jesus. The Hebrew version of Jesus, his name is Yeshua. That means to deliver, to rescue. To deliver, to rescue. See, we get drawn back to this story because we recognize, at least in a little part of us, that we're still a people in need of rescue. You know, even when we try our hardest to live right, to do right, to think right, to act right, we're reminded there's still something in us. There's still sin in us. We're reminded of that when we hear of a tragedy in our lives, when we lose loved ones, when we suffer through dysfunctional relationships that seem to come out at the holidays. We're reminded the effects of sin are still real and still present. And that's why this story has lasted so long. Because even though Jesus would go on to live a perfect life, to die the death that we deserved, to rise again and be ascended, to rise back with God, we still need hope. We still need help. We still need life today. So many of those old abandoned buildings were torn down. Towns were left to rot. People just up and left everything and went on because they no longer served a purpose. But Jesus, God himself with us, still serves a purpose. He came so long ago that God would be with us, that we would have life with God. And as we look into the manger, as we look into the manger again tonight, we're reminded that Jesus isn't some bygone relic. He's the very hope of the world. He's the Savior of the world. In the midst of looking kind of old and abandoned, the crush kind of has that feel to it there. Certainly unimpressive in a manger stall, we find the very gift of life. And we celebrate tonight not that distant memory, but the fact that God himself is with us as our Savior, to whom we look for life and hope even today. Amen.